If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
All right, ladies, I am back. Welcome to another episode of the Mamas in Control podcast. You know who I am. I'm Heather Chauvin. So my voice is still recovering. And I've been thinking a lot about this cold, and I've been, oh my gosh, I don't know what has gone through me, but practicing what I'm preaching based on the podcast that I put up last week, oh my gosh, ladies, we just need to honor ourselves and not beat ourselves up when we get sick. That was a huge thing for me. I'm like, what am I doing wrong? I had this huge aha moment the other day, and I'm going to share it with you today. So, you know I've talked about red, green, and yellow zones. It's actually a podcast that I did a little back. I think it was titled Red, Green, Yellow Zones. I always talk about punishment versus consequence versus, you know, just connecting with our kids. And one of the big things is tantruming and how tantrums, meaning tantrums in life in general, that person is in their red zone. You can see this in a toddler. You can see this in a teenager. Heck, you see it in adults, right? Partners, they're in their red zone. They're just refusing to talk to you. A lot of people who don't have emotional intelligence, meaning know how to feel in control of their big emotions, tantrum. They have red zones. And it doesn't matter how often you say, you know, you try to solve the problem, you have to wait till that person is back in their green zone. Let me give you an example of that. Sometimes, you will, you know, have an altercation with, you know, someone in your family and you're doing this conscious work and they're not, and that's okay. But something will happen and you will kind of, you know, they'll freak out, they'll have a tantrum and they just refuse to talk to you. And then sometimes you can't bring up the subject again for a month. Sometimes it can't be a year. But the point is that person is just living in their red zone, right? So last week I had this aha moment and I was talking to my body because that's what cool people do. Excuse me. And I was really tuning in to, why was I being so mean to myself about getting sick? What if this is the universe saying, Heather, let me just do my thing. Let me self-regulate. Let me, you know, own my tantrum. And I thought, this is freaking awesome, right? Even though I know the skills, I know the tools, I know the strategies, I teach this shit, I'm not a freaking guru expert. Like, we're human and we have to realize that this is messy and very imperfect. So yes, I like to get shit done. I like to make magic happen. But the point is, I am not willing to do it at the expense of my health. So when I get sick, I get triggered. I'm like, oh, why did this happen? Did I burn myself out again? And the answer is no. Simply, my body was having a tantrum. I talked a little bit about this on the last podcast, but more clarity gave me the fact that when we hold ourselves accountable to becoming the best version of ourselves, we will piss other people off, including our life and our body. So, me and my body, we have this very intimate relationship that we are trying to repair. And I'm noticing that my body is kind of like a child, and how our children, I always say our children pick us to teach us where to grow. Parenting is personal growth on steroids. Well, apparently me and my body, like figuring my body out, is personal growth on steroids. So, excuse me, I'm sitting here, or last week, the week before, and I'm like, oh, here comes the cold, here comes this, here comes that. And what do? I punish my body verbally. How dare you, Heather? What did you do to deserve this? Why did this happen? Did you not do this? Did you not do that? Did you not blah, blah, blah? Replace body with child. I would never talk to my child like that, especially now. Maybe a few years ago, maybe back then. How dare you pick up your shoes? You gotta do this, da 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 da. I'm sure you remember being that child that was being ridiculed, right? You remember it. And I had this aha moment that I was doing this to my body, and that my body is a child. It was tantruming. It was having a moment of emotional, what I call an emotional poop. This is when I talk to you guys about being comfortable with your child's discomfort. So I need to learn to be comfortable with my body's discomfort of change. So I see this a lot with the clients who join my mastery program. They implement this shift. They implement this change. They have boundaries. You know, they're feeling great. They're more energized. They have more time. They're like, oh my gosh, all these great things are happening. But my child doesn't like this boundary. Or my partner, now he's starting to question certain things. When we change, our ecosystem changes. When we change, it's like having a puzzle piece, right? So you take one piece of the puzzle out and you shift it a little bit. Everything else needs to shift with it in order to fit the puzzle again. And that's what happens when you create change in your life. So when I decide enough is enough, I am living my best life, I am no longer letting fear, guilt, worry, all of these things run the show. I'm just going to execute and I'm going to say yes to everything that my soul is craving. When I say yes to what my soul is craving, when I'm, you know, constantly jumping out of airplanes, metaphorically speaking, but constantly going, yes, let's do this. Yes, let's do this. I have this fight or flight response, which is the fear and then the freedom. Right? So I get afraid. I don't really run and hide. I don't really do that anymore. I kind of show up and I'm like, yeah, bring it on. So I get this nervous feeling, and then freedom comes after that. But because I do that, my body says, Heather, what are you doing to me? And then it has a tantrum and it has an emotional poop because the shift needs to happen. And my body is my ecosystem. Does this make sense? So it's in the red zone. Last week, it was in the red zone. The week before, it was in the red zone. Actually, the week before, it was probably in its yellow zone, and then it turned into a red zone, and then now it's going back down to a yellow and then eventually a green. And so I'm sitting here, just as if I would with my kid, and I would say, you can do better. I know you can. I believe in you, right? You got to show up. You got to, you know, I'm pushing my child, right? You can do this. I see your potential. But then I also have to wait for my child and understand that my child has to process. My child has to have his own developmental, spiritual breakdowns and breakthroughs, that I can't push him to the breaking point, and I also can't make him do the work. And there is this spiritual evolution of process that happens that is just natural. I'll give you another example. One of my clients, and I'm sure she's listening to this, and she's going to say, Heather, were you talking about me? So I'm not going to say her name. But when we first joined, she had so much resistance to our coaching. And everything for her was a struggle. It was like hard, and she needed to kind of like punish herself constantly. And it was like, I couldn't have what I wanted, right? She kept telling herself, no, it can't be that easy. I can't do that. I can't. And then all of a sudden, she just had this breakthrough, like this breaking point where this clarity came. She's like, oh my gosh, I've let go of so much. I realized that I needed to suffer and struggle in order to get what I wanted. And so through the evolution of our coaching, it wasn't one thing that I said to her or one thing that she did. It was a compound effect. But it was also this natural momentum of what happens when you are dedicated to becoming the best version of you. If you show up and you do the work, like fear of failure, like failure is not an option. The only thing is, success is not going to look like what you thought it was. So if you're eating clean every day, if you're exercising every day, if you're putting in the work, you will see results. But frick, you're not going to be able to eat like a plate of like, I don't know, salad. And then look in the mirror and go, oh my God, I feel so sexy and strong in my body. It's not even about what your body looks like. It's about how you feel inside. And that's not going to change from one action or one cup of water or going to bed one night at 10 p.m. or, you know, having one uncomfortable conversation with your child. You have to rinse and repeat. You have to practice this over and over and over again. And so I've been challenged with my body catching colds and ear infections ever since I had chemo 4.5 years ago. And I would get them chronically, and now they've definitely spread out. So it's taken me that whole time to process this. And I'm always rinsing and repeating and going, okay, take care of yourself. And now I'm kind of starting to disassociate with the, like a cold equals negative, right? Now I'm like, oh, I can be aware of it and stop judging myself. So this mindset shift and this aha moment that I had was pretend your body is a child. And when your body needs a moment to process because you keep saying yes, 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 understand that it's just recalibrating the ecosystem. It's not that I did anything bad. Another part of this was me equating bad to people's perspectives and judgments of me. So if you have children, if you're freaking human, you understand what it feels like to be judged by other people. I mean, you go out in public, or if you choose to have a gentler approach with consequences or timeouts or whatever that may be, people are constantly going to judge you. Or you're like, hey, no pop. And then grandma and grandpa give your kids pop. And you're like, I said no fucking pop, right? You're like, oh my gosh, what is going on here? You're constantly going to be judged. People are constantly judging you. I swear to God, you have a child and it's like a badge of judgment. Like, look at her. She's not doing it this way. She's not doing it that way. So you're kind of like put on this, under this microscope of judgment. And that's how I felt. I mean, the more I share my message, the more people hear it, the more feedback I get. And 9 out of 10 times, I didn't ask for the freaking feedback, but people just love to give unsolicited advice. That's why I'm such a huge advocate for just creating space for people, you know, coaching them, allowing them to process whatever needs to be processed, and letting go of the rest. So there's so much in our own personal journeys as humans. I wanted to give you that little aha today of, you know, maybe what aspect of your life, like what other children have you adopted that maybe you didn't know? That it may not be a physical human. It could be an emotion. It could be depression. It could be weight gain. It could be weight loss. It could be fatigue. It could be anger. Something that lives inside of you that needs to be managed and nurtured and intuitively wants to co-create with you. There's always this part of me where I'm like, when it comes to my health, going, what do you need from me? Like, body, what do you need from me? And then there's a part where I have to go, how would I treat my children right now if they were acting like this? Well, if I wasn't triggered, which I am triggered, but if I wasn't triggered, I would be like, okay, my child is upset. They need space. So why can't I do that to my body? This is what I'm learning. Okay, my body needs space. It needs nourishment. It needs more relaxation and space than usual. So I need to listen and follow through and give it that space that it requires. But guys, I can only do this now because I'm living in a state of thrival mode. So I talked about this before with my sustainable ambition theory that I made up, which is kind of four pillars, right? Four tiers. Most people start in survival mode, then they go to this momentum state, then they go in the state of thrival, and then abundance. You have to realize that when you are living, of course, my dog's barking in the background, if you can hear him. When you are living in a constant state of survival mode, your stress hormones and your fight or flight response is going to be extremely elevated, which is actually going to cause your body to constantly be in the red zone. So it's like your body is throwing a constant tantrum. So when you ask your body, what do you need from me? And the body says, space. And what do I mean when the body says? I mean, just listen to your intuition. I need space. I need rest. I need water. I need a nap. I need to go to bed early. I need to be out in nature. When it says all of these things to you, you have to act and listen and respond. But when you don't give yourself that space because your brain and your body is in a state of survival, the body is thinking, well, she's not listening to me. Screw you. Now I'm going to get angry, right? Now I'm going to go in crisis so that I can get her attention. So understand that just by you being you and filling your cup every day more and more and more, what you are doing is learning how to give back to your body so that you can make a difference in the world. So when I listen to my body and I say, okay, you're in your red zone, you're in a state of, you know, you're going back into survival mode or you're going into momentum, you need space and time from me, what do I need? And I implement that, this is where the magic happens. Because when I am full, I can be more. I can be more for my clients, I can be more for my children, and I can make a bigger impact in the world. Because guys, when you give yourself permission to want what you want and you fill yourself up, that is the greatest gift you will ever give your children. So if you've been listening to me, I've been following the podcast, oh, you've been like going back and forth about mastery, now is the time to apply. We officially start in September, which means you guys have a few weeks to fill out the applications and get in. So head on over to momisincontrol.com, fill out that application, watch the video, ask any questions you have for me on the application. Once you've submitted it, I will personally read and respond and get you on the phone for an introductory call, and we'll go to the next steps. So just remember, Mastery is an 8-month coaching experience. I'm going to be talking more about it probably on the next podcast, but if you have any questions, you're like, I really want to do and implement what Heather's talking about, I just don't know how. You got to let go of the fact that you can't get to where you want to be in your life without coaches and mentorship. I would not be where I am with chronically investing in myself and doing the work. So that is what Mastery is all about, helping you become the person that you so deeply desire to be in your home and in the world. So head on over to momisincontrol.com, check out the program, fill out the application, and we'll be in touch.
Engaging with Heather and her program has been a major step for me. Before starting the program, I was quite lost. Things were quite dark. I lost my way in parenting and even following my dreams. I was really angry. I felt like my kids didn't listen to me. I felt like everything was just way too much work to even just do, through, you know, everything from making the grocery list to doing my job to anything at the house, engaging with my husband and my kids. Everything was just lots and lots of work. and I just lost my way. And I knew there was more to life, and I knew that I needed to engage with someone. And I chose to engage with Heather, and through a few conversations and starting the program, things started to come to light. It was hard at first. It's work. It really is work. But like Heather talks about in her podcast and through the program, you have to do the work to see results. And I really dedicated my time doing the work daily. And after a few months in the program, I can say that I'm seeing the light. I'm seeing the balance, the creativity coming out of me, the ability to make everything easy. Yes, there's still difficult moments, but like I can work through them. I can make the right decision to make that next step. I can, you know, make the day great by spending a little bit more time on myself or focusing on my children in a different way. The tools in her program really work, and I've really benefited from all of it and can't wait to see what's to come the next few months in the program.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/lifequiz. It takes you 2 minutes, and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/lifequiz.